KBVI's Evening News is supported by Homer Real Estate, bringing buyers and sellers together for over 40 years from Nanilchik, Happy Valley, Anchor Point, Homer, and across Kachemak Bay. All current area listings are online at homerrealestate.com or by calling 907-235-5294.
For Tuesday, February 24th, 2026, I'm Simon Lopez with KBBI's Evening News. First up, the Homer City Council confirmed a new police chief and approved several spending measures at its regular meeting last night. Members confirmed Michael Scanlon as Homer's next police chief. He will take over in March after the current chief retires. The council introduced an ordinance to spend just over $1,500 from the Land Reserve Fund to buy a tax-foreclosed lot for stormwater management. Members also introduced an ordinance to spend $25,000 from the Port Reserves Fund to buy timber to repair the spare fender at the Deepwater Dock. Representative Sarah Vance updated the council on several of her bills, including measures on AI-generated child abuse material, agriculture and small boat fisheries, and protections for seniors from crypto and AI phone scams. During public comment, one resident urged the council to keep the city's current vote tabulation method for multi-seat races. She said it most accurately reflects voter support. Another resident told the council the city still does not have a crosswalk near the Homer Public Library at Heath Street. He said it has been a safety concern for years. The council approved spending about $45,000 for information technology upgrades, including a new recording system for emergency dispatch. Members also approved buying a 2026 dump truck with a total cost of about $277,000. The ordinance authorizes roughly $75,000 for the first of four annual payments. Council members introduced an ordinance to move Homer's municipal election from October to November to align with the Kenai Peninsula borough and state elections. They also approved a small wording change in the elections code to keep existing rules about advisory boards consistent. Under new business, council members discussed whether short-term rental platforms, such as Airbnb, could collect city sales tax directly. Councilmember Jason Davis said the Kenai Peninsula Borough is not pursuing a direct collection agreement. He said Homer could explore setting up its own agreement. During reports, Mayor Rachel Lord said the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District faces an $8.5 million budget deficit. She says she expects the school board will stop funding local pool operations because of the shortfall. Councilmember Jason Davis told the council that the high school musical will take place next month in the Mariner Theater. The stage has been closed since last month after a rigging failure. The council will meet again Monday, March 9th at 6 p.m. Alaska cyclists deal with cold and dark in the winter, and sometimes snow, ice, wind, rain, you name it. But some still manage to bike to work every day, even in winter. Who does that? Well, as it turns out, Alaska Public Media's Casey Grove bikes to work every day. But how can you convince yourself to go? That's a question Casey set out to answer for the Alaska Survival Kit series.
When I heard Tony Lavario, who works at Alaska Air Cargo, does a daily bike commute about twice as long as mine, I had to check it out. But here's the thing. Tony starts his ride at 6:20 every weekday morning. It was a little earlier than that we sat down to chat, quietly, while his fish tank bubbled and his wife and four kids slept.
At this point in the day, do you ever have to, like, convince yourself to bike to work? Is it hard or no?
Be brutally honest, yeah, sometimes, you know, especially when the weather's, you know, awful. But, you know, you make a commitment, you know, you have it set in your mind that, you know what, I'm just gonna go ahead and do this. And you know, especially Mondays, you know, Mondays are always tough.
That part about making it a commitment, it's important, and that's our first key point. If you marry yourself to the idea of bike commuting every day, it's a lot harder to break up with that idea. Tony wanted to get more exercise for health reasons, plus his daughter's car broke down, so he started letting her drive his. She eventually replaced her car, but by then, Tony's daily bike commute had become a habit. He was committed. Outside, Tony lifts open his garage door to get his bike, always pointed out and ready to go, and pretty soon we're on our way.
I had a friend ask me,
What's your worst trail you've ridden, and what's the best trail? And, you know, ride the work is always the worst trail, and the best trail is the one coming home.
Tony also eliminates his car from the equation. It's often buried in snow, and his family's cars are always blocking it in. That's our second important point. Make biking the easiest option. It's something Nancy Fresco pointed to. Nancy researches climate change at the University of Alaska Fairbanks, but she's talking to me as an expert on daily winter bike commuting. And she ought to know, Nancy's been a daily bike commuter for 26 years, in a place that saw its second longest stretch of sub-zero days ever this winter, including 11 straight days colder than 40 below. Nancy is absolutely not a gearhead. She's been riding the same bike for 14 years, long enough that its logo has worn off, and she couldn't remember what brand it is. But she makes winter bike commuting easy by investing in really warm clothes.
Because if you don't have the right gear and you're not comfortable and you're getting hot or cold or wet, then that makes the biking feel undesirable and it makes it a difficult choice. Whereas if you do have all of that lined out, it makes it the easy and lazy choice.
There is, of course, the expense of the bike and the gear. Riding with studded mountain bike tires is doable on some days, but a fat tire bike makes it possible most days. And not everybody lives close enough to work to bike commute every day, nor can everyone afford the bike and the gear. So that brings up a third important thing to remember. If you want a bike to work, but you can't do it every day, start out small and don't beat yourself up over it. Try 1 or 2 days a week or a month. Even if a bike and warm clothing costs some money up front, Nancy says it's nothing compared to constantly filling up your gas tank.
Everyone knows that any maintenance on a car is a lot of dollar signs. So yeah, I mean, biking absolutely is cheaper overall.
Along with committing to it, making it the easiest option, and starting out small, there's a fourth really simple thing that can help a lot. Make it fun. Sometimes I'll race to catch up to other people on the trail, riders who have no idea I'm treating it like the end of a stage in the Tour de France. I also track my rides on Strava. A couple years ago, there was a piece of trail near work that my neighbor and I were battling over, vying to be what the app calls the local legend. It caused me to bike an extra couple of miles every day and has become a way of turning an overly familiar bike ride, one that I do about 250 times a year, into a sort of game. Then there are the little things. Back on the ride with Tony, we're almost to his work. He tells me he used to ride with headphones on, but then he forgot to charge them one day.
Riding in the snow, and it's just something about the crunching that is just like, ah, that sounds so good. So satisfying. It's like riding on bubble wrap in this bubble wrap.
I'd have to agree. It's the sights and the sounds that help make the daily ride more fun. In Anchorage, I'm Casey Grove.
And that's it for tonight's news. You are listening to KBBI AM 890 in Homer and 88.1 FM in Seward through translator K201AO and online at kbbi.org. News tips can be emailed to news@kbbi.org. Coming up at 5 p.m., tune in for live coverage of the President's State of the Union Address, and at 7 p.m., Positive Vibrations with Beth. Tune in for the coffee table tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. for a discussion on the current legislative session with Senator Gary Stevens and Representative Louise Stutes. Join in the conversation by calling 907-235-7721 or email your questions to josh@kbbi.org. That's tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. right here on KBBI. Thanks for listening, and good evening.